Welcome to the new edition of Footballistically Arsenal, the worst titled football related podcast in the world. This week we've got two very, very special guests. My normal
I would say that it's a really interesting question. I'd say like part of my character is sort of like a yin yang thing. Like when I'm being sort of an arrogant, precocious sort of stand up, I think I'm Thierry Henry here. But when I'm more bookish and intelligent and self reflective, I go, this is my Dennis Bergkamp side. You know what I mean? So it's a weird kind of meld.
Yes.
A beautiful meld. It is a yin and yang.
When I'm
like
a comedian, I feel very aboué. that's my channel
that's funny,
when I'm on stage.
He channels you when he's playing.
I channel the aboué.
Aboué is the Jack Whitehall of football.
That's the most frustrating thing about Nicholas Bentner. Sorry to go back to him.
No,
when
please.
I play football, I know that I am the Nicholas Bentner on that five-a-side pitch.
Yeah.
Is that I'm strutting around thinking I'm five times as good as I actually am.
It's the delusion, isn't it?
It's the delusion.
It's the delusion that kind of it adds.
What about Leighton Orient? He scored his second goal.
Yeah, and he gave them the.
Goaded the Leighton Orient fans, our famous rivals, in that age-old battle.
Exactly. Waving his red boots.
I can't have been the only person that thought when he got that penalty that I would have quite liked him to miss it just because it would have brought him back down to earth a little bit.
I know what you mean.
Nothing brings him back.
Nothing
down
does.
He definitely won the game.
We've got to see.
Really well.
I want to see him because he was interviewed by Martin Keown, which I mentioned in the last podcast. You see that on Football Focus. It was a great interview. Well, Martin Keown was brilliant.
Quite honestly, Martin Keown headbutt him.
But now I want to see him back on Football Focus on Saturday addressing his fucking ridiculous attempt to score that goal. I want to see him brought to book.
But apparently, the psychologist at Arsenal has said that he never addresses his failures. Someone else's fault, and that's what he says is really good about Szczesny as opposed to Fabianski, because Szczesny made a mistake and doesn't blame it on himself. He just goes on external factors, which is good for a goalkeeper, I guess.
Because
you want confidence, you want pure confidence. But Bentner seems to have the confidence to the point where he doesn't believe he needs to work on his skills or anything, and
he's now just a big Danish
man hanging around.
He split up with his wife, didn't he?
Yeah,
and you saw that, and you thought that's probably because she's just fed up of being asked time and time again to get Nicholas Bentner's face tattooed on her back.
You're probably right. We've got a new iTunes feed now, so if you're getting us on iTunes and want to hear this podcast in its entirety, look for Footballistically Arsenal on iTunes or hit the iTunes link on arsenalpodcast.net.